Everything having been laid out in advance, you are now ready to begin your invocations. Take up some pure water from a vessel, sprinkle yourself, repeating after me aloud. Thou shalt purge me with hyssop, O Lord, and I shall be clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And now anoint yourself with the holy oil, invoking holiness and sanctity. And now you can begin to put on your ceremonial robes, saying with me aloud, by the figurative mystery of these holy vestments, I will clothe myself with the armor of salvation. In the strength of the highest, Encore, Amakor, Amides, Theodonius, Anitor, that my desired end may be effected through thy strength, Adonai. To whom the praise and the glory will forever and ever belong. Amen. Now enter your magical circle and sit or kneel to recite the following prayers aloud with me. Almighty God, whose dwelling is in the highest heavens, great King of heaven and of all the powers therein, and of all the holy hosts of angels and archangels, hear the prayers of thy servant, who putteth his trust in thee. Let thy holy angels be commanded to assist me at this time and at all times. Amen. God Almighty, God Omnipotent, hear my prayer. Command thy holy angels above the fixed stars to be assisting and aiding thy servant, that I may command all spirits of air, water, fire, earth, and hell, so that it may tend unto thy glory and unto the good of man. Amen. God Almighty, God Omnipotent, hear my prayer. God with me, God be always present with me. Strengthen me and support me, both now and forever, in these my undertakings, which I perform but as an instrument in thy hands, in the hands of thee, the great God of Sabaoth. Amen. Thou great God, governor and creator of the planets and of the host of heaven, command them by thine almighty power to be now present and assisting to me, thy poor servant, both now and forever. Amen. Most mighty and eternal and ever-living Lord God, command thy seraphim to attend on me now at this time, to assist me and to defend me from all perils and dangers. Amen. O Almighty God, be present with me now and forever, and let thine almighty power and presence ever guard me now and forever. Let thy holy angel Raphael wait upon me at this present and forever, to assist me in these my undertakings. Amen. God Almighty, God Omnipotent, hear my prayer. Thou great God of Sabaoth, all-seeing God, God, be present with us, and let thy presence be now and always present with us. Let thy holy angel Hanael come and minister to us at this present. Amen. O God, be present with us, and let thy presence be now and always present with us. O thou great God of Sabaoth, be present with us at this time and forever. Let thine almighty power defend us and protect us, both now and forever. Let Michael, who is under thee, general of thy heavenly host, come and expel all evil and danger from us both now and forever. Amen. Thou great God of all wisdom and knowledge, instruct thy poor and most humble servant by thy holy cherubim, by thy holy angel Gabriel, who is the author and messenger of good tidings. Direct and support us at this present and forever. Amen. Thou, O great God, who art the beginning and the end, thou God of almighty power, be ever present with us to guard and protect us. And let thy Holy Spirit and presence be now and always with us. I command thee, thou Spirit of whatsoever region thou art, to come unto this circle and appear in human shape, and speak unto us audibly in our mother tongue, and show and discover unto us all treasure that thou knowest of, or that is in thy keeping, and deliver it unto us quietly, and answer all such questions as we may demand without any defect now at this time. Thou great God of all the heavenly host, thou God of almighty power, be ever present with us to guard and protect us, and let thy Holy Spirit and presence be now and always with us. Thou who art the first and the last, let all spirits be subject unto me, and let the spirit be bound in this triangle by thy holy angel Michael, until I shall discharge him. Amen. And now you may continue to sit or else stand up. But in either case, turn to the triangle of the ark and recite the conjuration of the spirit to visible appearance. I invocate and conjure you, spirit. And being with power armed from the supreme majesty, I thoroughly command you. By Barilonensis, Baldachiensis, Palmachiae, and Apologia Sedes, and the most powerful princes, Genio, Liachidi, ministers of the Tartarian seat, chief princes of the seat of Apologia in the ninth region, I exercise and powerfully command you, spirit, in and by him that said the word and it was done, and by all the holy and most glorious names of the most holy and true God, and by these his most holy names, Adonai, El, Elohim, Elohe, Tzabaoth, Elion, Eskirkie, Yah, Tetragrammaton, Shaddai, that you forthwith appear and show yourself here unto me before this circle and this triangle in a fair and human shape, without any deformity or ugliness, and without delay do you come from all parts of the world and make rational answer to all things which I shall ask of you. And come ye peaceably, visibly, and affably, without delay, manifesting what I desire, being conjured by the names of the eternal living and true God, Helioren. I conjure you by the special and true name of your God, that you owe your obedience unto, and by the name of the King which beareth rule over you, that forthwith you come without tarrying, and fulfill my desires and command, and persist unto the end according to my intentions. And I conjure you by him to whom all creatures are obedient, and by this ineffable name, Yehowaho, which being heard, the elements are overthrown, the air is shaken, the sea runneth back, the fire is quenched, the earth trembleth, and all the hosts of celestials, terrestrials, and infernals do tremble, and are troubled and confounded together. So come you visibly and affably, speak unto me with a clear and intelligible voice, and without any ambiguity. So come ye in the name Yehowaho, Tzabaoth, Adonai, Amiorent. Come, come, hasten and do not tarry. Adonai, Shaddai, the King of Kings commands you. O thou Spirit, because thou hast very diligently answered my demands, and was ready and willing to come at my first call, I do here license thee to depart unto thy proper place, without doing any injury or danger to any man or beast. Depart, I say, and be ever ready to come at my call, being duly exercised and conjured by these sacred rites of magic. I charge thee to withdraw peaceably and quietly, and the peace of God be ever continued between me and thee. Amen.